This is Duchess Willow of EbonyFemdomPhoneSex.com. That's my blog. And I have a question for some of you that read my blog and are terrified of calling me. Don't take this the wrong way, but are y'all slow? I'm going to tell you why I ask that, okay? You do realize that if you call me, when you do a call with me, that you don't have to do everything that I talk about in my blogs, right? Y'all do know that. I'm just curious because I offer sensual domination and I also offer the hardcore stuff. And I also switch. And if you had read my blog, you would know that. Now, I think the reason that I come off hardcore is that some people mistake someone being cruel for someone actually being direct. I am very direct. So, with that in mind, I would just like to let you know, as a preface to me talking about my most recent blog, that we don't have to talk about shoving things into your behind or getting fucked with your strap on or I don't know, like the other one. We don't have to do an ignore call. I do not just pick up the phone and put it down and ignore all my callers. I actually talk to y'all when you call me. So with that in mind, I want you to know that all subs are welcome, regardless of race, regardless of gender, regardless of identity sexually. You're all welcome to call. Cis women are welcome to call too if you're submissive. We don't get many of those. But this is just to let you know that we do cater to subs regardless of sexual orientation or gender. And the entire alphabet committee is welcome. LGBTQIA, all welcome. So with that in mind, I want to talk about the difference between real cock control or just the fantasy of femdom. Because, as you know, there is femdom porn. Femdom porn is very, very different from real life pro-dom experiences. In that, just because a woman is dominating you, there is no guarantee that she is going to have sex with you. That topic, having sex with subs, is going to the answer that you get or the philosophy towards that that you get is going to depend on who you ask. Some femdoms will say, no, I will never have sex with a sub ever. Some will say, it depends on what you define as sex. So are we talking about penis and vagina, penetrative sex, or are we talking about strap-on sex, or are we talking about oral sex? And in the realm of oral sex, some dominant women do like performing oral sex on men or on someone with a penis, if you don't identify as male. But we need to talk about the difference between real cock control, since it's masturbation may, and real submission and the fantasy of being dominated and the different types of ways that a woman can dominate you and female-led relationships. So I want you to think about that question and answer it honestly. Do you want real cock control? Do you want real femdom? Do you want pro-dom? Or do you just want the fantasy? Do you just want somebody to talk to? Do you just want to talk about the fantasy that's in your head, or just do some smutty femdom porn? Think about that. Because that is the difference between real servitude, real cock control, real submission. Or are you just a casual connoisseur? When you call our cock control phone sex lines, you are paying for a quality pro-dom distance domination service with a couple of other perks and bells and whistles if you're not into hardcore domination. But that is what that means. So, and again, what that means is simply this. Yes, we will cater to your fantasy. Yes, we will also own that ass if it is your wish. If you want to be considered to be collared by a dominant, that is a conversation between you and that dominant. And if you just want the fantasy, that's cool too. But that means that you need to know the difference between fantasy femdom and real cock control. I also touched on this on my last Clothed Female Naked Male Ebony Femdom blog. So we're going to go over it again, because there's a significant importance to knowing the difference between a casual phone companion and a true submissive. And yes, you can have a phone relationship, phone femdom, and submit to somebody long distance. There are people who are lifestyle submissives, lifestyle sissies, lifestyle cuckolds. When you call for a fantasy role play, we certainly aren't expecting you to just surrender your whole life for a few minutes. But for a few minutes, when you're on the phone with me, for instance, what I do expect is that you surrender yourself to me for those few minutes, for however long you may be in my presence. I expect respect. I expect obedience while you're under my care. And I offer the same. I want you to remember that submission cannot be taken. It is given and it is earned. And likewise, me being your dominant is not a title you can just toss around. You can't just hop on Twitter or Facebook and say, oh, Duchess Willow is my dom now, unless I have given you my express consent to do that. I too choose. I'm very selective. Who is going to be my plaything? So let's dive into real cock control as it pertains to chastity and guided masturbation. Even if you're a casual submissive, you will be required to, at times, close your mouth and open your ears. You're not going to have the real cock control experience. You want, if you can't put your dick down and close your mouth long enough to take direction. Now I know some men, you know, they call, they're horny, they just want to get off. But this is going to be a lot more enjoyable if you can follow instructions. So it's important when the call starts to state what you're looking for, or even before the call starts. That's why we have email. Email is the best way. Hey, Duchess Willow, do you do this, or can we do this on a call? And I will tell you yes, or I will tell you to go to hell. And men have this strange little dance that they do over the phone at times, and it is really, really annoying. You don't know how frustrating it is. When you know the one, you call and you don't want to tell me what you're looking for. You want me to guess what you're waiting for me to say to you or instruct you to do, or you want me to say your trigger before you dive in. That is quite possibly the silliest waste of $2.99 per minute I have ever seen and heard in my life. Not to mention boring. And I promise you, you do not want to bore me. You better open your damn mouth and stop your hopes and dreams foolishness, because I promise you the both of us will have a better time if you say, Mistress, I really want to try this, or Duchess Willow, you know, there's something that's on my mind that I really want to talk about. Okay, well, let it off. Talk about it. That's why we're here. So we're going to talk about my style of ebony femdom phone sex, because I get this a lot. The guys that finally call me and say, oh, well, I was scared to call you. Why? So let me just put your mind at ease, okay? First of all, for those of you who have never done a call with me, there may be the misconception that you can't have fun with me. Hello, dearest. I'm not only a dominant, but I spend a lot of time exploring the virtual grid. And there is a lot of fun to be had there. Furthermore, outside of gaming, I enjoy being entertained and having a laugh. And, you know, just palling around and having a conversation. So if your personality is as dry as stale bread, and you have difficulty using your big boy words, we probably won't be a good fit for each other. There are other things that are factors in whether or not I will be a good fit for you. And that all depends on what you tell me and how much information you give me to find out if we're a good fit. Make me laugh. Be interesting. Be entertaining. Also, I offer quite literally some of the same kinks and services as other mistresses, meaning I do switch, I do sensual domination. So we need to just clear that up. Just because I don't put up with certain types of behavior, and I don't, that doesn't mean we can't have fun. Speaking of fun, let's talk about cock control with Lovance, because at the beginning of the month, I offered an invitation to join me for jerk off karaoke. I'm pretty sure I, you know, blogged about that. To bring your big boy toys and see how long you could handle some long distance cock teasing. My jerk off karaoke blog was your invite to the party. You will need to follow the instructions on that blog because I'm not going to repeat myself. And my information is pretty easy to find. You bring the tunes, you decide what you want to sing for me, and you sing your little heart out while I tease your cock. Pretty straightforward. So let's jump into what I touched on at the beginning of this podcast. This is a little side note about the kinks that I write about on my blog, the hardcore ones, the ignore calls, the strap-ons, the butt play. You don't have to like everything that I like. Just because I write about, and that sigh is because some of y'all are just, some of y'all are not smart. When it comes to, oh, I read this in your blog, does that mean I have to do it? You have to do it if it's what I want to do and it's what you want to do. Just because I write about ignore calls and pain play doesn't mean I'm going to hurt you and tear you apart and ignore you if that's not your kink. Now, I know you boys have brains in your heads because on occasion you do use them. So I know some of you are smart. And when you do use your brain, it is delightful. So let me reiterate, my precious, precious, darling summer sluts. Just because Mistress writes about a kink, that does not mean you have to engage in that kink. This is a full service pro phone sex femdom platform. And yes, sometimes we cater to vanilla fantasies. If you have a question about that, I am the person you want to ask, okay? There are different styles of real cock control femdom, and again, it's going to depend on which mistress you're serving. Everybody has their own way to do what they want to do. Everybody has a different style of domination they bring to the table. Some ladies will play with you a certain way, some will say, no, I'm not going to do that with you. Our blogs give you a feel for our personalities. And by the way, these blogs are a free service to you. You do not have to do everything I write about. And you do understand that these blogs, you don't pay for them. You don't pay to read them. We do these blogs for you as a service to you. So when I mention acts of service for submissives and things that you can do for free, like sharing links to our blogs and, you know, share them on Reddit, share them on Twitter, share them wherever, like, hey, check out this mistress. She wrote about this thing. You know, I think this is hot. I want to share it. These things help us. And I get very frustrated with, I'm gonna be blunt here. I get really fucking frustrated with the silly fucking games that some of you play on Queen Charlotte's internet that I have no tolerance for. In other words, if you want to get your money's worth, it would behoove you to use your big boy words and tell us what you're looking for in order to have great phone sex with us. Also, feedback is very important to us. So if you tell us, hey, mistress, next time, can we try this instead? Or, you know, I like this, but can we do this? Or I like that, but I like this better. Let us know what's going on. So, you know, because you're paying for this service when as soon as that phone call is connected, you're on the meter. So we want you to have a very good time. We like to hear from you when you call us, and I can be just as nice as I can be blunt. So don't think, oh my God, she's so mean. She's mean. She's gonna hurt me. The things that she says in her blog, I am the sweetest person that you will probably ever meet and probably the most caring. But you wouldn't know that unless you called me. Unless you talk to me. So why don't you leave that dick in good hands for Ebony Femdom Cock Control, no matter what you're looking for. I'm gonna just be real with you. I'm not here to be a housewife. And I do offer girlfriend experience. That also has limits. I'm here to dominate you and have a good time. We can do the girlfriend experience, but just remember, I'm still going to dominate the hell out of you. We can spend our phone or text time any way you want to, as long as both of us are happy with the path in which it's going. With that said, the only real way to know me is to call me by dialing 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Duchess Willow. I would like to remind you that multi-mistress phone sex calls are 20% off this month. So if you want to add some of us to the call, you can add some of us to the call and you get 20% off if you do a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 mistress call. If you want dick ratings, custom audios, or any other content, you can find those links on my blog post at ebonyfemdomphonesex.com. I'd like to remind you that if you're unable to call and you have a crazy schedule like I do, I also offer SMS texting. You know, texting from a phone. I have an email and text package. So if you have a mobile phone that you can text from and send emails from, you can hit me up via my email and texting package if you don't want to do like a traditional text session, or you're unable to do a traditional text session, or you're unable to do a traditional phone session. I offer SMS texting. You can find this information on my blog. If you have any questions for me, please email me at willow at enchantrixempire.com. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and subscribe to the RSS feed for the blog. Stay safe and stay blessed.